K4RM, KO4RIM.
RIM Mobile, go ahead.
I just wanted to check and see if you need anything before I head back.
You were scratching.
In town, just wanted to check with you in case you needed anything while I'm here.
I went back with your stuff.
In a little while. KO4RIM clear.
KO4RIM mobile clear.
You remember my stuff and Bernice's stuff there, Fred?
Yeah, I kind of forgot, Tom. What kind of stuff did you want?
I don't know, Fred. We're doing pretty good up here, Sendero TR. How you doing down there?
As you would say, finest frog hair split three ways.
I've been a bad influence on you. Bernice is laughing at that.
Hi, Fred.
He tends to influence people that way, but, you know, what can you say? He's Tom, right?
That right.
shoot. Well, I'm outgunned here tonight. And, it's hard to be humble when you're, you know, that song. But, oh, we're headed down to the kids, and we're taking a couple of dozen eggs and some potizza that Bernice just made that I might say is fabulous. It's a German nut roll.
A nut roll, that sounds good. I'll have to try to get over your way sometime and have a bite of that. Yeah, I had to run out and get an errand. And my son Ben, you probably heard him, he was in his car running an errand, so we were going in opposite directions, over.
I heard him, Fred, but I didn't want to get in the middle of your conversation there with your son, and good evening to him if he's still on there. Oh, we just turned on to 14, and not far from the 85 junction. I got a appointment tomorrow, unfortunately, in Anderson with a podiatrist, and I'm not looking forward to driving I-85 in the rain.
85 has been known to be a little bit rough. It depends on, I guess, what time of day you're going, but I work downtown Greenville, and I don't even take 85. I come in on Highway 81 because I live out near Wren High School near the Powdersville community. But, 85 north and south can be problematic at times, so be sure to allow yourself enough time in case you run into traffic jam.
No, we're not going during any traffic jams. We're going during the retired people's time of day, hopefully. And I hope to get out of there before the rougher stuff comes in behind us. I'm watching the weather carefully in the time frame. I'm kind of a weather watcher anyways, my neighbor says. But I enjoy it. And we'll just hope we don't last. Week, I had an appointment, and I've never missed one in my life with them. And by golly, I got down here. Well, we're just about there now. We're just passing GSP Airport here, and on 14, I got down to that quick trip, and I just pulled in. I told Bernice, I'm not going to drive in this. It was pouring down so hard here at the end of the runway, you couldn't hardly see, Fred. So I canceled it, and I'll be darned, they had somebody cancel an appointment, so I got back in quick. Usually, it's a long wait. I got back in quick, and I'll be darned now if it ain't going to rain again. And this guy just changed lanes in front of me without a turn signal. Don't you just love it?
What kind of crazy is on the road? Well, yeah, I'm surprised you got back in that quick, but maybe it'll hold off and you won't have bad weather.
Getting in to a podiatrist up here in Greenville, and they told me in this system here, Prisma Health is what it is now, that they only had one podiatrist, and it was like rolling the dice trying to get into him. And I was very lucky to get in down there through the VA, because I usually only go to the VA every 6 months, Fred, and then I use a civilian doctor, shall we say, for all my other stuff because we got Medicare and insurance. But like my doctor here at the VA said, it doesn't matter anymore, Tom, because you tell them what insurance you got anyways, and the VA charges it to the insurance also, just like a regular doctor. You still with me, Fred? Call or got in a bad spot in 0TR, TRX.
I got in a bad spot there. Go ahead.
I figured. Either that or a phone call, so it wasn't no problem, friend. We're just sojourning on down here. It's past the Gibbs Cancer Center. Boy, they really made a beautiful hospital over there on 14. The kids live south of Pelham and 14, about 3 miles, I guess. And it'll be dark by the time we head back, I suppose. These long days are really nice.
But you know, when you get up in the morning, it seems like you get up about several hours before daylight.
What are you working guys, Fred? us retarded guys, retired guys, I get up around 7. I woke up at 6:45 this morning with a leg cramp, so I got up and put some magnesium on that and brushed my teeth and went out and got some coffee and a couple of Aldi's cookies. And by the time I was done shaving and that, I suppose it was about 9 o'clock. That's the normal routine. And then I went in and ate breakfast.
Pretty good routine to me. I don't know if I've mentioned this before to you, but have you tried eating a banana every day to cut out on those leg cramps?
I think I eat a little bit of everything, but I'm also prescribed, that's vitamin D. So, Bernice, you do want to take magnesium?
No, thank you.
I'm not prescribed it, but she gives me some every morning. I don't know. There's a bunch of pills laying on the table, Fred, and I just eat them when she says.
You better be careful not to make her mad. There might be something in that pill tray that could do you in.
And I'd have to say deservingly so. Yeah, no, I don't know. They're all different colors, but they're vitamins, and the doctor says it's okay, so I've written them down before. But I take them, but I like bananas, but boy, you get bananas, and about 2 days later, and they're shot.
That's one of the problems with buying them. We try to buy small batches at a time, and of course, we pass by one of us passes by the grocery store every day to and from work, so we can get by with, you know, not buying a whole bunch. But, it's just like everything else. It just keeps going up.
The cheapest thing you can buy, I think, is bananas, but I bought organic ones one time, and I didn't like the taste of them, and we normally don't buy anything organic. My nephew, who's a medical scientist up on the East Coast, everything he eats organic. Boy, that gets expensive living in Boston, I'll tell you for sure. But we get ours at Aldi's, but when I was in there the other day, it was all already yellow. I like them a little bit solid, and so when they start getting ripe, Bernice makes banana pudding out of them, Fred.
Our son, he eats a lot of bananas, and a lot of times he will kind of smush them up and make, I don't know what he calls it, something like, it's almost like ice cream, but it's, he freezes it and then thaws it out, and I don't know if he puts something in it or not, but it's not half bad, but it is a way to, you know, if your bananas are getting too ripe, it is a way to use them.
Yeah, you know, the nephew up there does that. Now, he's, 50-some years old now, near 60. Yeah, he's about 60. And he's still working with four drug companies, putting them through the Phase 3 and the FDA or whatever it is down there. And he donates a lot of his time to Kansas University. But they eat a lot of those smoothies, and I'm sure that's what your son's doing. It's got to be good for you. I like bananas. I'll sometimes at night, just before I go to bed, I'll eat a bowl of bananas and milk and a little bit of sugar on them, of course. And that's really good. When I was younger, I always had crackers and milk before I went to bed. And I can't have the salt now, so that's out. It's funny, Fred, my son-in-law up in Wisconsin, when he first married Shelly, and they come down, and I was sitting there eating that, and he kept shaking his head and making funny faces, and then finally got up and left. I was eating them at the table one night and talking to him. And I realized he just couldn't stand for me to eat crackers and milk in front of him.
Was it graham crackers or something like saltine crackers?
Oh, that was just saltine crackers. Crunched up in a glass and then you just pour milk over them. Boy, that's about as far uptown as you can get.
I never thought of eating saltine crackers and milk. I have had graham crackers and milk, but that's interesting. Yeah, well, I guess he had never seen it before, and it is kind of unusual, but... Yeah, I understand about the salt. Nowadays, as we age, we have to watch that salt intake because it'll definitely work on that blood pressure.
I'll get out and go for the milk toast. You ever have that?
Yeah, many times. But I like a lot of things with milk. Milk is a good beverage for the body if you do it in, you know, moderation.
Have you ever tried milk toast? You can go for that instead of the crackers and milk, you know.
I've done that, and I like that as well.
Well, Bernice used to make me, this will be my last one because we're getting here. She used to make me oyster stew, and I'm not much of an oyster person, but oyster stew, I like soups, all kinds of them. So I take that in a thermos bottle, and I go in the lunchroom there, and it was that wheel plant I worked at had 900 employees. It was a big lunchroom, but we'd eat back in the maintenance department, and we had a big long table. And when I still get a laugh out of it. When I'd open that up, three or four guys would get up and walk out.
Yeah, I can believe it. I've had oyster stew. My mother used to fix it when I was growing up. And you have to like it if a lot of people don't.
Well, I make it a point not to look at them little green creatures down there in the milk. And I throw a few saltines in there, or else those oyster crackers. I can't hardly stand to look at them, but they're supposed to be good for you, Fred, so... Anyways, well, it's been enjoyable. Thanks for riding along, and we're here, and I don't see any lights on. These kids are so busy anymore, we never see them. It's basketball and soccer and traveling basketball, and wow. But I can't say enough. Both of them are on the honor roll this time. One of them's 15, and the other, how old is Jordan? 13. We're very proud of them, but... but we're going to go in and leave him this stuff and I guess head back to the Rouse house or the Roundhouse. Take care, Fred. Nice talking to you. K4RM N02 R Clip.
Enjoyed it. And yeah, you have a right to be proud of those grandkids. That's great. Hope they continue that and they'll make something out of themselves and be a productive adult one day. Hello to Bernice. Good evening to Bernice. Y'all take care and we'll talk later. N0TR, K4RM Mobile. In there, but you're right in the noise. I couldn't make it out. Try again. And it may be on my end. I'm kind of down in a hole at the bottom of a hill. And I'm just not getting you. I can tell that you're breaking the squelch on the repeater, but I'm not getting any audio. Over.
Hey, good evening. N4ZLK. Yeah, that he wasn't making it. I couldn't hear him either, but you're coming through good.
Yeah, you out mobiling or base?
Miles from the house. I got called into work today. A guy his wife went into labor, so had to go finish his route for him.
Those things happen, so you were scheduled off, but you worked anyway.
Yeah. And the guy that was supposed to run my route today called me on Saturday. He's in Florida, and his flight got canceled. He's not coming back till tonight. So I was planning on going in and working a full day, and my boss called me last night and said, no, don't worry, I got it covered. And then he ended up calling me today about 12 and said, I'm sorry, I need you to come in anyway.
It was just meant for you to work today.
I kind of wish I would have just worked the whole day, though. It would have been a little more economical. Since I got to go in anyway, I'd rather just work the whole day.
Well, maybe tomorrow will be a better day. I think it's supposed to rain either tomorrow or Wednesday. I can't remember. Tom was talking about the bad weather coming. But anyway, hope it works out better tomorrow.
Tuesday through Friday, so it'll be normal. But good to hear you. I don't hear you very often.
Get on 2 meters too much. When I'm on the radio, I'm usually on HF bands. And just usually when I'm in the car running back and forth, every once in a while I'll throw out my call sign or answer a call over.
Original call, I was trying to think about that. I came up behind you one day down there on 86 and 85. I was right behind you, but I can't remember what your call was.
Niner Papa India November, K9PIN.
I can't believe I forgot that.
Vanity call when I got my extra. And then a little bit later in 2016, I wanted an even shorter call, so I put in for a 2x1 or a 1x2, got this one.
I was thinking about that the other day when I heard you. I was trying to remember what that call was, but I need to upgrade. I finally got an antenna up. It's not the... It's kind of temporary. It does pretty good. It's supposed to be an all-band, but it's shorter, so it doesn't tune up on 80 meters, even though they claim it will. But I heard an Australian station talking to two guys in Florida this morning doing a roundtable. And that's the first time I've heard somebody in Australia. That was pretty cool.
It's been on a good bit of late. I've been doing a good bit of FT8 and a little bit of sideband phone. But depending on conditions, you know, they can really boom in here. So it just all depends.
Longest signal is about a 7, but an S7. But I listened to him for probably 30 minutes, and he never faded in and out. It was just consistent.
You can get Australia long path, especially on 20 meters. Of course, you can get them on other bands as well. But when propagation's good, it's good, and that's always fun to make an Australian contact.
Tell if it's long bath or regular.
You know, they'll be calling CQ long bath, and then you turn your beam, in my case the hex beam, you know, just to make sure you're going, instead of going over the pole, that you're just going straight across, and that's pretty good distance, long path.
I wasn't sure. That makes a lot of sense.
Of all the Australian contacts I've made, more than half of them, I'm sure, were long path, because they would be calling, you know, it's the CQ long path, looking for, you know, either North America or South America or whatever. So it's a lot of fun to do that.
My station set up, got a couple more, or maybe even a few more antennas to get up. I don't have a beam yet, but I've got some wires and some and a vertical, a multi-band vertical I got to get up. But just doing a little bit at a time, and I'm enjoying it.
Well, it's a hobby. You can do it at your own pace and, you know, focus on what you want to do, and that makes it a lot of fun. Okay, Shane, I just arrived back at the house, so I'm going to bid you a good evening. Appreciate you coming in. Be safe on the wheels out there. Hope you have a good work day tomorrow. We'll talk later. N4ZLK, this is K4RM Mobile.
I appreciate it, and I'm about a mile from home, so I'm working good timing. Have a good evening, and a good rest of the week. K4RM, N4ZLK.
Two T W.
WUTT N0TR. You heard N0TR, clear.
4FKD, listening.
KC4FKD, N0TR, mobile. I need to turn the radio down. My name is Tom.
Hey, I've talked to you before, N0TR. This is Larry, KC4SKD. I'm in the car just for a few minutes. Had to make a errand, and now I got to get back home and do some paperwork.
It's heck to have to work for a living. Oh, shoot. And what do you do for a living? I'm retired.
I work, fix a lot of laptops and desktop computers and CAD stations and work on printers. Do that, you know, at the office and, on the side, I'm a sound engineer, work with sound equipment at church, and learning how to play the organ.
You don't like doing anything the easy way, do you? Well, one of my daughter's boyfriends that I knew for quite a long time, many years ago, played the big organ with four keyboards, I think it was. I played French horn in the orchestra, but... Wow, that's impressive, I'll tell you, as well as the IT work. I know DJW did something of that nature, only his was more like software architecture. But it's getting above my pay grade. I was just an industrial electrician and electronic technician, Larry.
I heard somebody say all the jobs are important, so... I've done a little electrical work around the house and got to do some more, really. The house is built in 56 and it's got mostly the original wiring in it, and it needs updating desperately.
Neighbor ran into some of that just a couple of days ago. He went over to his wife's mother's, and they had there's a bump coming up here. It's going to make a loud thump. And when he got into a receptacle to replace that wasn't working, well, it turns out somebody used that for a junction box, and the wires were all burnt back, and he really got into a mess. But I've done those old houses in the past. I'm 74 years old now. I'm not even think about doing such a thing, but I think one of the worst times I ever had, I dropped down to a add-on porch. There was a hole. Back then we had 120-volt drop lights, and the light bulb burned out, and I, at that time, didn't have sense enough to have a flashlight on my side. The only thing that kept me from dying in that 140-degree attic was I followed that lifeline back, kind of like a scuba diver.
That's a serious situation there. It could have been. Yeah, well... Glad you made it out all right, but I've replaced a bunch of circuits already and crawled around another the crawl space, more like slide space. You can't crawl under there, you have to slide. It's so tight.
Familiar, my wife Bernice is beside me. She said, that sounds familiar. Underneath our house back home, it was an old house built in the late 20s, I think. And, it was a nightmare. And a few of those circuits did go underneath, but, did you ever run into knob and tube wiring, Larry?
Run into that, but I found some things in that house we're living in now just absolutely frightening. Somebody had spliced the wire for the stove and oven and just wrapped it up with electrical tape and threw it over in the insulation there in the attic.
That's a 50-amp circuit. That is nothing and 240 volts at that. Everything I worked with most of my life was 483 phase or 220 or 243 phase. And I worked with 120, of course, the machine shop I worked in was 300,000 square feet, and then I had another 30,000 square foot to take care of across the street, and there was only two of us at times in the electrical department. And I'll tell you, I've seen some things that were crazy like that. I crawled underneath my brother-in-law's house. It was a farmhouse. and a fairly new one, but it had been added on to, and there was a piece of SC cable under there at service entrance. It's gray, you know, and it has the ground wire wrapped around the perimeter of the wire, and then the two phases in the center of it. And I seen it laying over there under the house. And I went over there, and I took my idiot light and stuck it over there by it, and it was hot. And I wasn't sure. I thought, no, surely not. They wouldn't just leave it lay out on the ground and the breaker on. And, you know, the wire's still hooked up. And I started to move that thing. Of course, I grabbed it about a foot back from the end. And one of those pieces of that outside shielding, the ground, which is actually the neutral, hit one of the main conductors. And my brother-in-law about had a heart attack. He was back over at the hole, and it went boom, and he thought I was dead.
I'll get your attention real quick. Well, my mother-in-law called us one night about 11:30. She was about in panic. She went to put clothes in the clothes dryer and hit the start button, and when she did, there was a big kaboom outside, and half her lights in her house went out, and her alarm went off, and they called and they said, are you all right? She said, well, I don't know. So they sent the fire truck out, and they had to get the utility company out. What had happened was when they ran the power cable underground, they laid it across the water pipe, and over the years it had slowly worked its way through the insulation. It ground it out. And it just so happened when she hit that clothes dryer start button, that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, when I was really young and just out of the service, my wife, we moved back into Mom and Dad's house. They had moved and rented it. And she said, I got shocked between the dryer and the wash machine. And I said, well, hon, I said, most likely that's static. You know, the dryers create a lot of static electricity. And I went over and laid the palms of my hand on one and on the other just to show her. And it drug me clear to my knees. Now, I was only about 21 years old at the time. But I'm telling you, I've never been hit any harder in my life than when I got hit with that 120 volts. Never again. You check it with the back of your fingers or a meter.
Yeah, that happened to me when I went to plug my cable in for the outside ham antenna at the house. I got shocked with about 75 volts. Found out I had some serious problems there.
This is Gerald TR. Well, Larry, I'll tell you, somebody had wired that wrong, and the washer, let's say, was the hot, and the dryer was actually the neutral. And if you never touched both of them at once, you'd have never got shocked. But they, you know, a lot of people think you can reverse the black and the white wire, it doesn't make any difference. Well, I got news for you. It does. It's just like if a receptacle, I told my neighbor, he had me check a receptacle. And I said, did you put that in, Tim? And he said, yeah. I said, did you put the dark wire on the dark screw and the light wire on the light screw and the ground wire on the green? Well, he didn't know about the black and the white. So I checked it, and it's not wired right. And I said, well, that won't ever hurt you. I said, it'll work fine. But I said, if you reach up there and grab your toaster one of these days, those nichrome wires in there are sitting there live. And if you happen to have your other hand over there on the sink, it's going to wake you right up or put you to sleep permanently.
Yeah, it does make a difference, too. They think just because it's AC, it's going both ways. Nah, it ain't going to hurt you. It will, too. Anyway, I'm destinated, so I need to get inside and get some more work done. But it's been good talking to you. I hope you all have a good rest of the day.
The pleasure's all mine. Good evening. It's nice talking to you. This is Gerald TR.
KC4SKD.
TR, this is KO4 ULP.
WLP you. I haven't heard you in a while. I was about to call you Chandler, but I know I'm wrong. You remember Bernice? Huh?
Andrew.
How are you, Andrew?
That would be Alexander, not Andrew. But anyway, Tom, I got a quick question for you. Do you know the best way to get a chicken coop? Because we're thinking about getting chickens. Our family's thinking about getting chickens here shortly.
Easy, Alexander, and I apologize for getting your name wrong. It's Bernice's fault. She told me that. Andrew. Say hi.
Hi,
Alexander.
Hi, Alexander.
Yes, I know exactly how to get a chicken coop, Alexander.
Let me just get a piece of paper out here, and I'll copy that right down and share that with my family.
Well, pay close attention now. I'm 74 years old, and I imagine you're at least 21. And so what you do is you have your kids build you one for you like mine did.
Hey, what's
I'm only 13, and I do not have any children of my own yet.
Yeah, I knew that, Alexander, because I remember when you passed your test. Well, if you got that pencil and paper, Google the Chicken Man, just like that, www.chickenman.com. His name is Amon, and you spell that like you say amen in the church. He's a wonderful gentleman. He's up around Flat Rock, and he answers all your questions on that website. And you can even call him, and he is a great individual. That's where we got ours. And we bought a dog run, I think it was from Lowe's, wasn't it, for our second chicken house. And then we just build a box in there for the chickens inside of that dog run so that they could get out of the rain and the weather, Alexander. And that's a pretty easy way to do it, and it's secure, and it'll keep any varmints from getting at your chickens. And I think I heard Channel 4 WWZ, but Chandler, you're so weak. I heard you when I signed off a while ago. I just can't hardly copy you, but go ahead and give it a try. Let him try in there, Alexander. Go ahead, Chandler.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, portable via Echolink.
Well, that's much better. Okay, I'll pass it off to Mr. Alexander, and then you go to Chandler, and then back over to me, Alexander. This is N0TR.
Then, I'll keep that in mind. And how are you doing, Chandler? Luckily, we don't have any interference today, so hopefully it remains like that, like we had last time. But anyway, I got a question, just out of curiosity. I don't know if you two are able to answer it, but who runs, like, the fox hunts to, like, try to get, like, the people that are not following the rules?
That would be Chad. He's running a fox hunt kind of deal right now. That would be KO4NUE, and I would be willing to bet, for the most part, he's probably listening to us right now. Chad, this is KO4WWC calling KO4NUE.
He's probably out there hunting foxes or trapping them, Chandler. I haven't been on the radio all day, but I did hear some traffic on the scanner that the ham band's in on there, and heard some guys talking for a while, but that's about it. Because we've been outside enjoying this weather. Alexander, I'll turn you over to Chandler, and I think that gentleman will answer all your questions there at the Chicken Man. He's been doing it for many years, and you can buy chickens from him, and you can get them that are 8 weeks old. When you pick them up, that way you don't have to raise them from a little bitty chick, because a lot of times you'll lose some, and you don't have to have heat for them or anything. They can immediately be put out in the pens. They're a little more money, but I suspect you'll be like us. You're not going to buy a whole lot of them. So I'll say 73 to you and Chandler, and turn it back to you, Alexander, and I'll be clear. This is 0-2, you are clear.
73 Tom, and I enjoyed the Chiefs, though. I take it that I pretty much, you know, when I listened before I got my license, pretty much on the afternoon, and I'm normally on, you know, around 6 o'clock or, you know, 7, and so normally I don't run across you, so it's interesting, but my parents, they were like, see if you can get some information about chickens from, you know, Tom. And I was like, well, I don't hear him on the air too often, but I guess it was my lucky day. So, anyway, how are you doing, Chandler?
I'm doing all right, Alexander. KS4QLT, KS4WWZ4ID. Would you like me to tell you what Chad taught me to do when you hear it?
I've been mainly told just to ignore the person that are being that's giving interference, but if you got a new trick, let me know.
Well, yes, you do ignore them. Any time you hear them, if you have a reverse function on your radio, turn on that reverse function. If you don't have a reverse function, go to the repeater's input frequency, which is 14601010, I think. I'm not sure. You'll have to stay stick around for the net tonight at 9, and surely you can talk to Chad and we can get it squared away. But if you go to that frequency when you hear him, and if you don't hear him, or even if you do hear him, you write down the time that you heard him, how long it lasted. You write down your location when you heard it, and how long it lasted. And then you send Chad an email or a text.
I just write that information down, and, well, if that will help deal with him, I'll definitely do that. But do you know, after they know where he is and get his location, what do they do to him, you know? Do they report him to some kind of government official or try to deal with him themselves or what?
Honestly, I'm going to lean towards the reporting it to the FCC, which would be a government official. Right now, it's just a, you know, it's a matter of trying to locate him. And that's what Chad's trying to do, and that's what we all are trying to help him do. But before we can record him, we have to try and locate him. Because if we can't locate him, we can't tell the FCC anything definitive.
Yeah, that's where I figured that they report him to the FCC, and hopefully they'll deal with him, you know, for good, because he gets a little bit annoying. It seems like he kind of targets me, because I'm young on here, and, you know, I don't know. But anyway, so I finish writing down this information to report to Chad when I hear him next time.
Yeah, that's good. To be honest, I think he tries to come after me, too. He likes to pick on us new guys for some reason, probably because we're not used to this yet. But, can you check into the net tonight and get with Chad on that? That way, you can be sure that what I told you is mostly accurate, because I don't want to send you down any, loopholes that you might not need to go down. But I'm pretty sure what I'm saying is correct.
Well, I probably won't be able to make the net. I normally only make it on Saturday night sometimes. But anyway, even if I do send you the wrong information, you'll probably just laugh a little bit and correct me and tell me what to do next time. And next time I get him on the air, I'll definitely try to remember to talk to him about it.
Okay, that's good. Alexander, how was school today?
you know, just the regular.
That's good, man. That's good. Hey, you know, I was pretty close to your QTH the other day. I was in TR.
Exactly, in TR. And also, I have to check a little bit more on this, but going off of that, I'm not sure if you got a chance to speak to Patrick, but I normally catch him on his way home from work because we're both normally on about that time, but anyway, he drives Mac O'Toole, and we have a mechanic just down the street, and I just, you know, today it's on Mac O'Toole drive-by, just wondering, if he services a mechanic down the street, that'd be interesting if he does, and then I could literally walk to the mechanic shops and shop in probably less than 5 minutes. It's that close. So, you know, maybe someday it could work in his schedule that we could actually meet face-to-face. But anyway, so, yeah, where were you in TR?
Well, I was with KJ Ford, WZN, at a Radio Shack. And I'm not going to tell you the location, but we had a very fun time. We checked into the net together, and, well, we just sat and talked for a little while. We had a really good time. He told me that he happened to be very, very close in proximity to QTH, so I just wanted to tell you I was pretty close to you the other day. But yeah, I would love to have an eyeball to you say one day. That'd be nice.
Well, yeah, I know I have a ham radio operator right down the street from me. But anyway, yeah, hopefully I'd like to, you know, meet much of the operators face-to-face as I can when I ever get the opportunity. But I don't know, that's kind of hard to do, but anyway, I have to sign off here, so I really enjoyed the QSO and 7-3s, and have a good rest of your night. This is KO4QLP, and I'll be clear after your final.
KO4QLP, 7-3s from KO4WWZ. Now it's handed to you two. And get some rest and get ready for school in the morning, and I hope you have a blessed day. Thank you for the QSO.